Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yeah, why would you not do that, she said, batting her baby blue eyes. There is no reason at all. It is free. It is easy. Hopefully it's helpful and insightful. And it's kind of what we're going to do around here for the next 3 hours. So, hey, listen, welcome aboard. Today is National Pack Your Lunch Day, which I think... You know, when I was a kid, I always thought it was such a treat to be able to buy a lunch at school. Your mom would give you 35 cents. I don't know what school lunches cost now. I think they're probably, I'm sure they're up to a buck
something.
A little
more than that now.
Yeah, I'm sure they're more than that. But hopefully they're also better. And what you got for 35 cents back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And you would pick the day. I mean, there was one day where they had hamburgers, which were probably... didn't have any, a cow had probably never been in the even general vicinity. But you got french fries, and it was such a treat, and you got milk. That was pretty cool. And taking your lunch meant basically PBJ, you know, peanut butter jelly. So it was always somewhat of a treat, but if you've got, you know, passels of children, even 35 cents adds up pretty quickly. So it was considered a treat. And now, you know, what I understand is I can control the amount of salt, the amount of sugar, just eat much healthier if I sort of pack something away rather than buy something. Although restaurants, even Mickey D's is apparently trying very hard to have healthier food, since we're actually poisoning the population. Too much sugar, too much preservative, too much salt. So, but I can remember thinking it was such a treat to not have to pack a lunch. And now we have, maybe I should call up my mom and tell her that I forgive her. That was yesterday. That was National Get Over It Day. So, so we didn't have a whole lot of people that wanted to get over stuff, right? Did we have anybody responded to that?
No, we did not, actually.
I can't believe that. I mean, I figured that would be just a very popular kind of thing. There's so many things to get over and sort of forgive, let go of, decide, okay, enough already. Yeah. I mean, I have some stuff to get over. Maybe people aren't just quite ready to give it up yet. Right? Maybe it's the idea that, you know, I like being a victim. We do, I mean, we do have a cult of victimology in this country. I've actually watched people, and it really concerns me. Like, I go to a lot of benefits, and the new style of benefits is to get people up who tell their war stories.
Yeah.
Like an AA, and I have actually known for various reasons what the real stories were and watched them get embellished. And it's amazing because it's kind of competitive misery. Well, your mother beat you, but my mother beat me and my father beat me and my dog bit me. I mean, it's, and some of it undoubtedly is true, but what it does is it tends to dilute the legitimate sympathy for legitimate concern as opposed to, and you can tell most people are really not terrifically good actors, which is, I suppose, what lying is. Some people are, but most are not. And therefore, you can tell all of a sudden their eyes, they're not making eye contact with you. Their eyes are sliding away. All the body language symptoms of somebody being less than candid with you. And you know that they're just, that they've gone off in this kind of, well, people will like me better if I've had a more miserable life. And it really has become part of the American ethos, I fear. So, at any rate, National Pack Your Lunch Day. On this day, Louisiana Purchase, a formal ceremony was conducted to transfer ownership of Louisiana territory from France to the United States, 1804. They bid adieu to Louisiana. 44 years later, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo ratified the United States Senate by ending the Mexican-American War. So it's a pretty important day. I'm not sure why. I mean, there are 44 years difference, but why they were both international ceding of territory. Pretty interesting. And most important to us, I mean, crucial. In 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first successful telephone call by saying, do you know what he said without looking?
No.
I actually did know this one. I don't know why, because I have a mind for trivia. Stuff just sticks.
It's something like, I need to see you so and so.
Very close. Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you.
Okay.
But that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and what I say is 855-99-DR-JOY, which is very similar. Mahatma Gandhi was tried for sedition. He spent 6 years in prison. He was released after 2 years for an appendix operation. I didn't know that. James Earl Ray pleaded guilty to assassinating Martin Luther King in 1969. He later unsuccessfully attempted to retract his plea. And perhaps most importantly, most important is Alexander Graham Bell. But second is, in 1977, the rings of Uranus were discovered, thereby launching 40,000 stupid puns. What can I tell you, right?
Yeah.
Don't pretend that you've never sort of done that. Don't lie to me.
I've never used it, but
it's a common kind of thing.
Yep.
What can I tell you? All righty, 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569, about what's going on in your life. Why did I just, something just bounced on my computer. What can I tell you? 855-99-37569. You know what? Let's start doing. We got so many people who wanted to nominate women for being on the, is it the $20 bill? I think it is.
I think it's the 20, yeah.
Because they're going to take, Hamilton off?
Jackson.
That's what it was. Andy Jackson.
Yep.
You know, Hamilton, I just saw a play about Hamilton. He was a really interesting character. Did you know Hamilton was born out of wedlock? His mom was a hooker?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah,
at all.
I didn't either. So he, and with Aaron Burr, I saw this, I guess I'll review it tomorrow, at the Public Theater. They have two life-size bronze statues of Aaron Burr. And Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton actually were both very similar. They were both orphans. They both were illegitimate. They both had, I don't know that Aaron Burr's mother was a hooker. They say whore, but they were friends. They sort of came up through the ranks together. They met each other when they were 17 or 18 years old. And because they shared so much in common, and they both came to the States to make their fortunes, that they were friends. But they've got these two life-size statues of dueling pistols. And you remember, and Aaron Burr in this particular production sings that he'll only be remembered as killing Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton, it turns out, at the end, his son was killed in a duel. And he's during the duel, he put on his glasses. So Aaron Burr assumed that he was going to aim for him, but he aimed for the sky. He didn't shoot Aaron Burr at all, and Aaron Burr shot him and killed him. And Aaron Burr at the end of the play sings, "I'll only be remembered for doing this," which is true. Aaron Burr is viewed as a bad guy, but it is very chilling to see these very lifelike, normal size. I mean, they're the same size as the men, essentially, with dueling pistols, and they have them set up so that you have to walk between the two of them, and it is chilling. And the expression on their faces is, do not mess with me. And then they have dueling pistols. It's very effective.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, it's and the play is terrific. It's all done. It's by the same guy who did In the Heights. And he wrote it, directed it, and stars in it. And it's a rap musical about Alexander Hamilton. And it's absolutely fascinating. It's, one of those things not to miss. Alrighty, so let's talk about who you would put on what woman, because that's what they're talking about doing, which is nice because there are no women on any. There was a Susan B. Anthony Silver Dollar, and I remembered that, but there's no woman on paper money, and who of us carries around silver dollars? Only for good luck. So we'll talk about that. Anything that's on your mind, whether you want to talk about phone calls. I don't want to hear any puns about Uranus today. Thank you anyway. Or Alexander Hamilton, I guess. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It seems to me somewhat interesting that last week we know that the government is looking into putting a woman on the $20 bill to replace Andrew Jackson. And yesterday we talked about the fact that the UN this week is undertaking a study to evaluate the 20-year progress, or unfortunately in this case the lack thereof, of women's rights in on an international basis. And before you feel smug that, gee, the rest of the world doesn't treat women nearly as well as the United States, understand the United States is one of the few countries that doesn't have any kind of paid leave for either mothers or fathers. That while we do relatively well in education, in almost any other category, we do horribly. And the notion is that the United States is progressive and American women have some of the best situation in the world. And it just turns out not to be the case. We're something like 21st or 22nd in maternal and infant mortality. I mean, we're not really doing a very good job. And somehow, and certainly you could argue that it breaks down a little bit along racial lines, but first of all, that's no excuse. That's not okay. But even if it were okay, we still, the idea that there's no paid leave for mothers or fathers, and essentially every other country, and countries that we view as third world or barbaric or relatively primitive, do. So, you know, our smugness is ill-placed. So this seems kind of an important thing to be talking about. And in some ways, a woman on a $20 bill is nearly irrelevant. But it also is symptomatic of the fact that in this country, we are not nearly as gender-blind as we should be, and as the rest of the world is. All right, so let's look at some of the women that people are nominating.
We'll start with Sean. Sean says, Eleanor Roosevelt, she doesn't get enough credit for her contributions to our country. She really came into her own and was involved in important issues. She really reshaped what the First Lady was all about. Harry Truman called her the First Lady of the World, which is very fitting, and we need to finally honor her.
That's a really good point, in that she was, I mean, in some ways she was... the Princess Diana, which is kind of an odd thing to say, isn't of her generation, except that she lived much longer. But she was the one who would visit people in the hospital and coal miners. And she was outspoken. She really felt that she was allowed to have an opinion and presumably influenced FDR to a very large extent. I think they were, second or third cousins of one another?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah. Good point.
Clay says... Clay says, Rosanna Donna, because of her groundbreaking work with dumbbells.
Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate that.
Rest in peace, Gilda Radner.
Yeah, yeah.
Don says, Lady Liberty.
That's an interesting idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although she was French, and the French are the ones that gave us Lady Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
But interesting ideas. You guys, see... one of the wonderful pleasures of this program is that we can put up some sort of, if not meaningless, but trivial or relatively limited kind of question. And you guys just rise to the occasion beautifully. I mean, I'm always fascinated. I swear to you, if I put up, my favorite probably example was when Ken and Barbie, as you know, was introduced to the world yesterday, got divorced. I said, all right, tell me, you know, I know this is a very sad day. We didn't have Facebook then, and we didn't, or maybe we had Facebook, we didn't use it. But people called in with the most extraordinary kind of responses. That I mean, you guys, no matter what I toss out there, you guys will embellish it and make it wonderful and interesting and much more profound than I probably thought. All right, so Lady Liberty, Eleanor Roosevelt. I think we're going to not include Rosanna. Dana, Renner, Frenna, Frankie, Frankie. I think we'll not put that one on, but keep going.
Marquita says she's got a couple. Abigail Adams, behind every history making John and John Quincy, and John Quincy stands for an influential Abigail. And she says Eleanor Roosevelt for reasons mentioned in the above comments.
Right.
Virginia Apgar, where would our babies be without her?
It's a good point. The Apgar score of 10 points. Two for each of five different categories.
She also says Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She stamped girl power all over the justice system.
Yeah, and wore little doily collars on her black robes.
Julie says Sally Ride, the first woman in space, and still the youngest American astronaut to go into space. She is a co-author of 7 children's books about space and is a member of the National Women's Hall of Fame.
Wow. Good, interesting notion.
Chandra says, anybody except Hillary Clinton.
Well, that's a nice perspective. I guess she just doesn't like Hillary.
Marcy says, you'll like this one. Marcy says, Dr. Joy Brown.
Thanks. I think I declare. Listen, I am so bad about money, I don't think you want me in a $20 bill, but thank you.
Connie says, Susan B. Anthony.
See, if I were on the $20 bill, I'd say, okay, for you, darling, you know, 1999. I don't know. I'm not that good about money.
Connie says, Susan B. Anthony or Eleanor Roosevelt.
Well, it's interesting that Susan B. Anthony, as I said, already, she got this. Is the Susan B. Anthony dollar still in circulation? I don't know. I mean,
not seen one in a while.
I haven't either. I had one at one point, and I thought it was way cool. Mm-hmm. First of all, silver dollars are way cool because they're all shiny and new and they're heavy. And silver dollars are in some way much more interesting and much more fun and seem much more like real money than paper money, right? Paper money always seems like. And American paper money seems vaguely real because we're used to it. But like the British, you know, the pound or even Canadian dollars always seem like monopoly money, which is not fair. And because it all of a sudden you're spending money that you feel is monopoly money that's real. What can I tell you? All right, I'm Googling Susan B. Anthony. She's born February 15th in 1820. In Massachusetts. I just want to see if they have the dollar. Keep going. I'll find this out while you're doing that.
Okay. Anne says, Eleanor Roosevelt, without her efforts, the UN might never have come to be.
Well, we got Woodrow Wilson involved as well, but okay.
Jacqueline says, Mother Teresa.
Interesting choice, but I suspect you want people who are presumed that we have a separation of church and state, so unlikely to happen, but interesting notion. There's also Anne B. Seton, who was the first American saint. So, but I think, you know, two religious overtones probably not going to work very well. But go ahead.
Margaret says Betsy Ross.
Interesting notion. There you go. All right, hang on, and we'll see what other women you guys think about, which is very interesting. Good for y'all. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, how are you?
I'm good, Sarah. How are you today?
Good, good. I'm just following up. I called you last week, actually, about my sisters on the baby of
right.
the family. I have
right.
several. Okay. Well, you advise to just give, and, you know, be cheerful and stupid. So,
well, and to try and redress the balance, Sarah's got a big family. She's got a sister she's particularly close to. The sister was flying in to an airport that's close to her. She had her other sister pick her up because three of the sisters are getting together, and Sarah was not included, and she found out about this because one of her two brothers told her. And I said, you know, that there are two issues. One is the immediate, which is, you know, how come I wasn't invited? And that's a legitimate question to ask. and without sounding too whiny about it. And I said, you know, maybe you send flowers or something and say, look, I guess my invitation blew out of the mailbox, but have a great time. And try not to sound facetious or angry about it. And the longer term one is that sometimes babies of the family expect everybody to take care of them. And I think that part of it is that you'd asked for some help. And you asked for help in a way that they didn't really understand what you were asking. And especially if it's open-ended, people tend to be a little reluctant because they think, well, is she asking for money? Is she asking to take over her kid? What is she really asking? So if you're going to ask somebody for something, under any circumstances, try and make it as specific as possible so they can at least negotiate or at least know the boundaries so they don't feel that they're entering into an open-ended situation in which they feel that they're going to somehow be exploited. But also, to sort of try and redress that equation that says, I'm the baby, you guys have to take care of me. Okay, having said that, now tell me what happened.
Yeah, okay, yes, that is all of that. And so I did get a call on Friday night at 7:30. My oldest sister, I got a call from my oldest sister, and she said, hey, guess where I am? And I said, where? And she told me where she was at. And I said, oh, that's fantastic. Are you staying at our other sister's house? Yep, I am. Now, really, thank goodness that I found out about this, like, 2 days prior from my brother, because the reaction that I would have given her was not going to be good had I not known about it.
Got
you know?
It. Thank goodness for your brother. So I said, got it.
Yeah. So, you know, I said, oh, that's great. And then my other sister said, oh, yeah, she's right here. She wants to say hi. She handed the phone over immediately. Like, after 60 seconds of telling me where she was, she handed the phone over immediately to my other sister. My other sister says, hey, what are you doing this weekend? It's girls' weekend. Why don't you come with us? We're going on this wonderful girls' weekend to craft fairs, and we're going to have a wonderful time. Now, this was Friday at 7:30. They were leaving the next morning.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, I have to work on Saturday, but maybe I'll come up on Sunday.
Good for you.
I ate everything.
Good for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So then on the way, I stop and get a couple of bottles of wine. I got a bottle of red and a bottle of white because that's kind of a joke between the family. And I gave them bottles of wine when I saw them. I said, hey, they said, but you're not staying. I said, no, I have to work on Monday. You know, but even though I'm not going to be there, have a toast for me. We met like
Sarah, you're doing magnificently.
Okay. Well, it doesn't turn out magnificently.
Oh,
I'm
damn.
Glad that you're
All
thinking
right.
that. Right, okay, so immediately, okay, so we meet in the parking lot, we kind of like, you know, say hi, how are you doing, you know, you look great, all this. Then immediately they go shopping into this one shop, which is fine, they're shopping. 2.5 hours later, I'm thinking, okay, I don't have a lot of time because I can only stay up for the day. So right. The brother that told me this was all going on, he was the token boy of the group, so he said, hey, why don't we go to this tavern? We'll wait for them after they're done shopping. Great.
Right.
You know, the idea of sitting at a bar seemed like a fabulous idea to me. So I thought, okay, maybe I'm not the perfect person to go and say, hey, we're going to go do this. I just had like this sixth sense that this is just not feeling right. I just should not be the one. But I go anyway because I think, okay, cheerful and stupid. I'm going to go in. I'm going to say, hey, we're going to go hang out at this bar. You guys finish your shopping. You come over whenever you feel like it. Don't rush or whatever. We're just going to go hang out at the bar. Well, I present this to them. My oldest sister throws up her hands as if I have put an incredible wrench in the works and said, well, are you walking? I said, I guess. No, that place you have to drive to. You have to drive to. I said, you know what? Maybe I'll just take off. If you guys want to shop, I don't want to, you know. Then that made her throw up her hands again. I said, okay. I said, you know what? I'm trying to defuse. I swear to God, Dr. Joy, I'm trying to defuse. I'm like, I'll just see if we're walking or if we're driving. I'll be right back. So I go outside. I ask my brother. He said, no, we have to drive to this place. I said, okay. So I go across the street. I go back in. She is now kibitzing with my other sister and doesn't see me coming, you know. So I kind of walk up behind them immediately because I don't want to listen. I don't want to know what they're talking about. I said, hey, by the way, I was wrong. We are driving. So take your time whenever you want. you know, just keep shopping. You know, whatever you want to do is fine. And then come meet us. And she said, well, do me a favor. Would you keep them there for just 2 beers? Just keep them there for 2 beers. Would you do me a favor? I said, oh, okay. And I walked away. And she was mad.
Okay, let me stop you so far, because I can tell there's going to be more. But let me tell you what the dynamic was all of a sudden.
Yep.
Your issue when you call me the first time is, how come they're all getting together and excluding me? We now have, lamentably, a very specific example of why they're all getting together and excluding you. They all want to do something, you don't want to do it. Which is okay, but it also answers the question. All three of them wanted to shop, and it certainly doesn't mean that you have to shop, but it became evident at that very juncture that they all were on the same page and you were on a different page, which is, and presumably they weren't saying we hate Sarah. They're saying we all like to shop. Sarah doesn't like to shop. So why would we invite her if the weekend is about shopping? All right, that's number one. It became evident that moment. Number two, I don't know if your brother is the pot stirrer or not, but there's certainly some indication that he was also the one who says, I'm not going to play this game, and he then got a cohort. So at that moment, the three sisters are thinking, not only does Sarah not like doing what we want to do, but she is supporting a brother who doesn't want to do it either. So he's now, so it's basically us against him, and he's now got an ally. Number three, I don't know how much alcohol is an issue in the family. If I had to guess, I would guess that it is an issue. Number four, if you're really going to do all this, and I'm not arguing that you don't have to go shopping, but I'm saying that becomes then part of the rationale why they didn't invite you. They like to shop. You don't like to shop. And if you had to do it all over again, you might say, look, tell me what you guys are doing, or I'll join you for dinner or whatever, rather than sort of just signing on for something that they clearly wanted to do and you didn't. I don't know what the drinking issue is or isn't. But also, if you're going to say, look, why don't we meet you here? Tell me what time, which again is giving rather than demanding. Tell me what time you guys think you're likely to be through, and we'll come back and meet you here. We're going to go do something else for a while, rather than having them come to you. And so, all right, so that's just so far. But you see what the dynamic is. You're taking it personally, and I'm saying there are issues here that you're not paying attention to. The major one being that they like doing stuff that you don't necessarily like to do. Which doesn't mean either of you are wrong. It means that you taking it personally is misunderstanding it. I don't know the factor, you know, what factor your brother plays, but clearly that's a disruptive factor as well, because they view it as us against him. And you joined him rather than, and they're, you know, certainly not unusual in families to have boys versus girls, but this one got played out. And then the drinking issue, and also you come to us rather than we come to you. All right, tell me what happened from then.
Okay. I should throw in that they had been shopping for 2 days prior.
Doesn't make any difference. Hillary, you're missing the point. This is what they like to do. You don't like to do it. That's okay, but it's why they didn't include you, because they know you don't like to do it.
Yeah.
And you made it very clear that you weren't going to do it.
I do like to shop, but you are right. You are correct in the fact that if put in their shoes, I would choose to spend time with, you know, family. So you're right about
Sarah,
that.
Sarah, yeah, but
right.
It doesn't. But you were joining their thing, and what you're saying, you're making everything adversarial, and that's why they don't invite you, honey. Because they know that you have, and that's, again, part of the dynamic of sort of fighting for independence as the baby, of saying, no, I'm not going to do it, having a temper tantrum. But you joined their party, so whatever it was that they wanted to do, you're going along with that. If it's your party, then you can set it up differently. It wasn't your party. But it should be very clear to you, because it's crystal clear to me why you weren't included. Not that they don't love you, not that they don't like you, but you have several things. First of all, you don't like doing the same things they like to do, and you're adversarial with them.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Extend your life with Extend Your Voice. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, it also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Maria, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. My situation is this. I had a very good relationship with a female cousin-in-law over many years.
Okay.
And recently she did something that she went back on the word. She was a hypocrite. She lied to me. And anyway, long story short, the relationship, I just severed all ties with her. That was it. I mean, she hurt me so deeply. It took me months to get over because I couldn't believe that she did what she did. You know, when you somebody does something and you just shocked, speechless.
Can you tell? Can you give me some idea what she did?
Basically, well, if I give a lot of input, basically she lied to me. She tried to hide. She did something behind my back. And
can you give me some idea of what it was?
Okay. We have this family get together and everything, and she always said, you know, we always get together and we always would work with dates, you know, until everybody could get together.
Okay.
And anyway, she just went ahead and did it, and she never told me. She made me believe that we were going to get together after the holidays. So then I found out that she went and she did that after she had told me in the past. One other time we couldn't make it, my husband and I, she said she'd never have a get-together unless all the cousins could be together, because after all, that's what the get-together was all about. And she also extended a courtesy to one of my other cousins by postponing something, and we were going through my husband's sister passing, so there's a lot of things going on, but she just went ahead with it and never told me. And then it came back to me, so I was so hurt by that.
Well, wait a minute. Did you know about the initial date that you couldn't make? Had she informed you about that? Okay. So let me just... Go ahead.
She asked if we could make this date, and I said no.
Okay.
And the way it worked was we all worked together amongst ourselves to get a date that we all could make.
I got it. How many cousins are we talking about? How many... couples, or how many people are we talking about?
Four.
Okay.
Four.
So are we talking about four couples? So we're talking about eight people?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead. So this was before Christmas. You said, we're thinking about doing it this date.
Yes.
You said, I can't come. And so you made the assumption that nothing would happen, that there would not be an event because you couldn't be there. And there was an event.
Right, and that's not how it worked. I mean, we all the cousins would work until we get a date.
I hear. Okay.
But she purposely excluded us.
Well, I doubt that she purposely. I don't think she purposefully excluded us. She just didn't. When you guys couldn't make it and everybody else could, she just went ahead with the majority. Because I know. But the point is, if she was going to purposefully exclude you, she never would have told you about the original date. So I don't think the intent was to exclude you. You're just saying that you felt that there was an understanding that it was all or nothing, that if everybody couldn't come, that it would find a date that everybody could come. Okay. So she had the event.
The problem is this. Okay. That was like over 2 years ago. So I severed all ties with her. You know, that was it. Now she passed away recently. And I don't know if I should go to the wake or not.
Of course you should. Why would you not?
Because being that we severed the friendship.
Maria. You don't, I mean, how many years were you friends?
Good 30.
So you're saying for one event, you're willing to pretend that this woman never existed? I think that's foolish on your part. It's not going to do her any good one way or the other. She's beyond this veil of tears. But you denying yourself that opportunity to say goodbye to her, to pay respect to the family after 30 years, you must be much more perfect than most of us. Because most of us make mistakes sooner or later.
I'm perfect. I'm just saying I was just so hurt by what she did.
Maria, listen to me.
I don't want to be a phony going there and pretending to feel something that isn't there anymore.
Well, but you could remind yourself of the last 30 years and say goodbye to her. And, man, you have a really tough code of conduct. Most of us have made mistakes. I don't think she intentionally hurt you, and I don't know what the circumstances were, but it sounds to me that if six of the eight people could come, it's harder and harder for people to sort of get large groups of people together. They go different places. They have families. And so, well, I think she probably should have said it would have been braver and more honest of her to say, Maria, look, I know we said that we would only do this if everybody could come, but we've got a situation where if we don't do it now, we've got a couple of people who are sick or a couple of people are going to be out of town or we've got weddings coming up. So even though our choice would be to have everybody there, we can't. So we'll, you and I will do something after the first, or you can organize it next time. And being the organizer of something like this is a thankless task. And if she'd been honest about it, but my guess is the reason she wasn't honest about it is that you would have given her serious grief about it, of saying, you promised this would never happen. And obviously she was caught between a rock and a hard place. Of most people, could everybody but you could come then. And while she'd made a commitment for everybody to be there, it was going to be endless, that you can only get, I mean, the idea of getting 100% attendance becomes less and less likely. And I suppose she should have been more transparent with you. But for you to throw away a 30-year friendship because she was the organizer and couldn't make everything work seems to me a pretty rigid code of conduct. But as far as I'm concerned, you called up and asked my opinion. Should you go to the wake? And I would say absolutely. Because the wake is not for the person who's gone. They're gone. It's for the rest of the family to offer comfort that this person will be remembered. And that's it. And the only person who will really be damaged if you don't go to the wake is you. I think this is a great opportunity for you to let go of something that was careless on her part, but, man, pretty damn brittle on your part. I mean, I don't think her intent was to hurt your feelings. And I know you feel let down, and I know you feel that you had. But then, Maria, the next time you have to organize something with a lot of people, maybe you'll look a little more fondly on her. Because I've done it. I've had to organize family reunions, and it becomes impossible. You cannot get everybody there, no matter if you plan it 10 years in advance. You just can't. And so what your choice becomes either to endlessly go through who can't come and who can come, or to arbitrarily pick a date and say, if you can come, great. If you can't, I'm sorry about it. And understand that somebody's going to be miffed because they're not included. And the clue is probably to pick it far enough in advance that people understand it has nothing to do with anybody individually. It's just, it's a year in advance. If you can come, fine. If you can't come, fine. And somebody's going to call up and say, that's the week we go to the lake, or my kid's expecting a child, or I get my manicure pedicure that month. I mean, and it's just endless. So you either decide to have an event or not have an event. I'll put you on hold if you want to talk about this some more. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.